Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John testified, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, he on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God. The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples. And as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, look, here is the Lamb of God. The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, what are you looking for? They said to him, Rabbi, which translated means teacher, where are you staying? He said to them, come and see. They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, we have found the Messiah, which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, you are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas, which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, I wonder if you have thought about, so far in this new year of 2020, how many times you have been a witness. And by that, I'm not asking if you have been some kind of official witness because you've witnessed a crime or you're testifying in a trial. I know that the word witness has been in our news a great deal these past few months and continues to be a focus today and in the days ahead, as there are questions surrounding how this impeachment trial of the President of the United States will unfold. Will there be witnesses? Who will they be? Now, you may not be a witness this week in a trial like that or any other trial, but you are a witness. So I want you to think about today how many times you have been a witness in this new year. Think about all the things you have seen and all the people you have watched. Now, maybe you are a sports fan. Maybe you've witnessed a few games in these last few weeks, for better or for worse. Maybe they disappointed you. Maybe they gave you great joy. Or perhaps you've had the chance to watch a friend or a family member perform in a concert or a recital or even a competition. Or maybe you have kept your eyes and ears on the news and you have witnessed this year already all kinds of events unfolding throughout this world. As human beings, you and I spend a lot of time watching and observing. Watching and observing people, watching and observing events. Often, I think, from a comfortable chair or maybe from a bench on the sidelines. Well, today, in our gospel story, we meet people who are witnesses. First, we encounter again John the Baptist. John, who sees Jesus and points him out so that everyone around him will see Jesus as well. Now, in the biblical translation we use in worship, in the New Revised Standard Version, we heard that John testified that Jesus had come. John called him the Lamb of God twice, right? And the Son of God. Well, I want you to hear this story again, this time from The Message, another translation, so that we might enter into this story another way. So here we go. The very next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and yelled out, here he is, God's Passover lamb. He forgives the sins of the world. This is the man I've been talking about, the one who comes after me, but is really ahead of me. I knew nothing about who he was, only this, that my task has been to get Israel ready to recognize him as the God revealer. That is why I came here baptizing with water, giving you a good bath and scrubbing sins from your life so you can get a fresh start with God. John clinched his witness with this. I watched the Spirit like a dove flying down out of the sky, making himself at home in him. I repeat, I know nothing about him except this. The one who authorized me to baptize with water told me, the one on whom you see the Spirit come down and stay, this one will baptize with the Holy Spirit. And that's exactly what I saw happen. And I'm telling you, there's no question about it. This is the Son of God. Well, John was a witness to Jesus' baptism and to the Holy Spirit living in Jesus. He saw and knew Jesus, and then he shared what he witnessed. You can call it whatever you want. He testified, he declared, he yelled out, here he is, God's Passover lamb. He forgives the sins of the world. And two of John's disciples hear John, see Jesus, and turn and follow Jesus. Here's the rest of their story from the message. The next day, John was back at his post with two disciples who were watching. He looked up, saw Jesus walking nearby, and said, here he is, God's Passover lamb. The two disciples heard him and went after Jesus. And Jesus looked over his shoulder and said to them, what are you after? They said, Rabbi, teacher, where are you staying? He replied, come along and see for yourself. And they came, saw where he was living, and ended up staying with him for the day. Now the question Jesus asked these two disciples who follow him is a question for you and for me today as well. What are you looking for? What are you after? Now, the two disciples didn't have a quick answer, but they did follow Jesus. And at his invitation to come and see, they continued to follow Jesus, to spend time with him, and to learn from him. So what are we looking for as we look to Jesus? Are you looking for the Lamb of God, God's Passover Lamb who takes away the sin of the world, as John described? You know, we sing these words so often when we come to the Lord's table for Holy Communion, remembering that Jesus brings us forgiveness and new life. Jesus gives us freedom from sin, from all that we have gotten wrong or left undone. He is God's Passover lamb who forgives the sins of the world. Maybe you are looking for the Lamb of God today. But whether you are looking for the Lamb of God or not, encountering Jesus means that your life will be changed, that you are free to live a new life, that you have been forgiven and can begin a new life again and again, each and every day, following Jesus and his way of love. So we are faced with this incredible question from Jesus today. Friends, what are you looking for? What are you after? If you don't have an answer ready, I think it's a question worth sitting with and reflecting on this week in your conversations with God or in a conversation with a friend. Now, finally, in our gospel story today, Andrew, like John, was a witness for Jesus. He told his brother Simon what he saw and led him to Jesus. And I don't think we should be surprised that Jesus knew Simon the minute he saw him and gave him this new name that we know, Peter. But more importantly, Jesus gave Peter new life, just as he did all those others who followed him. So today, we meet these witnesses. Witnesses who show us who Jesus is. John and Andrew and Peter. And like these witnesses, we too are asked this question. What are you looking for? Why are you following me? And then the invitation from Jesus to come and see. This question and this invitation require us to become engaged. We can no longer just sit back and watch. We are not meant to be witnesses who only observe from a comfy chair or sit on the sidelines. Because Jesus invites us to live fully into the life he gives us and be a witness to his forgiveness and love for this world. So what are you looking for as you follow Jesus? And what do you see when you keep your eyes on him? In this brief encounter today, you and I have already seen forgiveness and friendship and love. And this is only the very beginning of John's gospel. We know that Jesus appears to us again and again in the stories of his life, at the table when we gather for bread and wine, and with others as we work together in service and love. Those are just a few places where I think you might see Jesus this week. Friends, we are witnesses to this one, this Lamb of God, to Jesus and his forgiveness and love. And so we too are called to share that witness with others and extend Jesus' invitation to live a new life, to follow him, to know forgiveness, and to live in community, supporting one another and serving in his name together. So be a witness this week. Be a witness for Jesus. Invite someone this week to see Jesus in an act of service. Or invite someone to see Jesus in a time of worship or prayer. Or invite someone you know to see Jesus around a table, gathered together in community. Whatever you do, be a witness. Get off the sidelines. Follow Jesus and invite someone to join you along the way. Amen.